Good morning. It's November 6th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Do Tell. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22. Normally we think of the word tell as meaning to verbally communicate something. But when you get a facial tic every time you have a straight or better in Texas Hold'em, they call that a tell as well. Until the advent of electronic sensors, sailors were extremely dependent on telltales. The telltale is a strip of fabric, or now commonly plastic, that is attached at one end to a stay, the leech of the sail, or the surface of the foresail near the luff. The other end hangs free and blows back horizontally, either parallel to the apparent wind direction when flying on a stay or the leech of the mainsail, or fluctuating in a way that helps adjust the headsail when on the jib near the luff. Okay, sailing terms again, you get the point. They tell you about the wind so you can adjust your sails and direction. People have tells as well about their characters. Recall that James warns us that the tongue is a potentially lethal weapon and difficult to control, James 3:1-11. Christ himself tells us that what comes out of your mouth reveals what is in your heart, Matthew 15:18. Paul tells us in his letter to the Ephesians that the only thing that comes out of our mouths should be to build others up, Ephesians 4:29. So the words that we say reveal our characters, but is it just our speech which reveals characters? Galatians 5:22 lists the fruits of the Spirit. These are the character traits that naturally flow from the believer who allows the indwelling Holy Spirit to guide her and thus work through her. These are not qualities we must work to achieve, but instead fruits of what lies within, shaping every aspect of our identity and character. Note that right before this famous verse, Paul lists examples of the works of the flesh, meaning those things that come naturally to the man or woman who does not have the indwelling Spirit. He lists 15 things, for starters, from jealousy, anger, and divisiveness to drunkenness, orgies, and envy. We believers live under grace. We are saved by grace through faith, are we not? Ephesians 2:8. So we can't work to achieve the fruits of the Spirit. What we can do is love. True love is itself one of the fruits, but the Greek word here is agape, and it means benevolence, charity, and goodwill. Submitting our will to the Father's will, immediately available to us via the indwelling Spirit, leads to a charitable, loving character, because that's who He is. Loving others and loving God through a closer and closer relationship in prayer, study of the Word, and fellowship will inevitably lead to your greater expression of these fruits. As you develop a progressively closer relationship with your Savior, you will fulfill the Great Commission without conscious effort. How? By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. John 13:35, NIV. Let the telltale that flies over your head be each and every one of the fruits of the Spirit, and people will know to whom you belong. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Help us free the Holy Spirit to act through us, loving all those around us, even if we dislike them. It is only by loving that people will know we are yours, and only by loving that they will be able to witness the fruits of the Spirit instead of the works of the flesh that are on display all around. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.